This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
I think it's an oversold rally. There wasn't a lot of news today. We didn't have exports this morning because of the holiday on Monday, so they come out tomorrow. But the markets actually made new lows over the report that came out last Friday, and then it bounced back higher. Beans rallied 15 cents off their lows today. Corn's rallied about 8 cents off its lows, and the wheat market's come off its lows by about 15 cents. So it's good to see. I think that was way oversold. We still need some exports to get this market going, but they're cheap enough now, and particularly with us being cheaper than South America, that I think the exports will come. Right now, I think kind of a technical rally, but it's good to see any kind of green on the board in this market that we've had, especially since the beginning of the year. Hopefully the supports will hold that were made early today. Kind of a reversal type action to take out the lows from the report last Friday and then close higher would be a positive chart action.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions, and be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. March corn up 1¾ at 444 even. March soybeans up 7¾ at 1213½. March soybean meal up 260 at 361.30. Soybean oil down 8 cents at 47.62. On the Merck, February live cattle up 172 at 174.82. March feeders up 277 at 232.55. February lean hogs down 35 cents at 71.10. Pork cutout up 45 cents at 85.82. That's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.